Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Good morning and welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
My voice cracked. It sounded like a 12-year-old there for a second. always shocks me when that happens. All right. Welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. This is a Monday episode, and on Mondays, we are talking about practical proverbs you need to know.
And today, we're going to talk about God's protection, and in particular, how the Scripture says that the Lord will be a shield around certain kind of people. The offer is only for a certain kind of people. The implication is not for a certain kind of people. Mm. And of course, you see this lived out in life where the Lord is a shield for these people, but not for these people. Mm. And so we're going to get into what is the certain kind of people that attracts the shield, really, is what we're going for morning or today. But I got to thinking about shields, and because the Proverbs says the Lord is a shield for a certain kind of person. But I got to thinking about shields and think about what's your favorite example of shields in shows or movies. And of course, my default always goes back to red alert, Scotty, shields up. And then you know, photon torpedoes, that's the Star Trek, you know, and they're coming. And when your shields are out, your ship is going to get blown up. As long as your shields are up, you know, and that always works. And then I like Captain America's shield.
That's a good one.
But I feel like there was a flaw in that storyline because they made his shield so powerful that it could handle a shot from Thor's hammer.
That's true.
And then I got to thinking about Thor's hammer was made from a dying star, and Captain America's shield is made from some metal, some space metal. I don't know. I just don't know. I feel like that was a little bit out of balance when his shield could handle.
But don't you remember that Thor's hammer was merely a vessel for his strength?
Oh.
Not the actual source of his strength.
Okay.
You got to remember. Come
on. Okay, so maybe that's what's going on.
You got to get into the canon here. You got to stay canon and focused.
All right. So, but he has a cool shield.
He does have a cool shield.
He can throw it and it comes back to him. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one. I'm trying to think of another good one.
I've been watching a show, Halo, that I just think it's right up my alley. It's great storyline, great character development, and of course they've got the Halo shields. They've got their body armor, and when the aliens hit them, they can take so many hits until their shields go down to nothing.
I think more video games when I think of shields.
Oh, yeah?
And I think of, I got to where I was pretty much, occasionally it would happen, but I was pretty much unbeatable playing Smash Brothers with the youth if I had Captain Falcon.
Oh, yeah?
And the use of a shield and my ability to dodge their hits and do a counterattack, so...
I don't think I ever learned to use Captain Falcon's shield.
Oh, yeah. Falcon Punch. Come on. I got relatively dominant.
Dominant.
I enjoyed that phase. That was a good time.
Hey, I am dominant again, and I'm dominant in that game. Same game, Smash Brothers. I am feeling dominant.
Oh, yeah?
Because my grandson, Peyton, has learned to play it, and he only knows how to use the A button. And I know how to use the A and the B and the C button.
And any of the combos that
I can't use the combos still.
Oh, okay.
But he's restricted to one button. And so the other day he asked me, how come you're always winning? And I said, well, A does something and B does something and C does something. Mm. He said, oh.
On the old GameCube controllers, all you had to do was use the C stick.
Oh, yeah, the C stick.
And you could win.
I used the C stick.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, all right. Now let's... Okay, let's look at Proverbs 2:7. Now that we've solved the problem, the world's problem with shields.
So that you can become Captain Falcon in the spirit.
That's right.
Let's go.
Yeah, here we go. The Lord stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. That's Proverbs 2, verse 7. I want to focus on the second part. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. Remember, I began this podcast saying that he is a shield to some people, mm-hmm. but not to others. Mm-hmm. And this proverb tells us who God commits to be a shield to. He commits to be a shield to those who walk in integrity. Now, the one way to think about this is that the kind of person you are attracts certain aspects of God to you. So what the proverb is saying is that the upright, those who walk upright, they walk straight, they walk righteously, seem to attract sound wisdom from the Lord. And then those who live with integrity or walk with integrity seem to attract God's shield of protection against the things of this world and the devil and the enemy and all of that. So why is a question. I think it helps to start off with what is integrity. In our small group this morning, we have a Tuesday morning small group with men. The devotion was, one of the devotions described, integrity is a bridge that when the weight of the cars come on it, the bridge holds fast. Mm-hmm. And they say that when a bridge is at risk, its integrity is compromised. Mm-hmm. You don't want to drive on that bridge mm-hmm. because its integrity is compromised. There's something giving out in that bridge. And so integrity is the wholeness of everything is holding together. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have faults in it, you know. So let's give some human examples of integrity versus lack thereof. I mean, what's the opposite of integrity? Falsehood or false? I'm not sure what the English opposite. What's an antonym of integrity?
Let's talk to Google. I probably could have told you if you hadn't.
I bet ChatGPT would tell you too.
If you hadn't asked me the question.
So. But that's integrity, and it attracts. Did you get the antonym?
I'm getting there.
What's the antonym?
Dishonest.
Dishonest. Yeah. Well, that's a simple one, I guess. Yeah. Okay. So where do we see this in human characteristics and behavior? Mm. Let's go down just a couple so we can give people a...
Corrupt.
Okay, corrupt. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's apply that. Give me human behavior that would display integrity versus corruption.
Mm. Staying faithful to your wife.
Okay.
Being unfaithful to your wife.
Okay, there it is right there. Yep. Okay, so that's a great example. I got other words. Let's just go down and just throw some out there.
Yeah, being truthful, being dishonest.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got here. Not just truth versus dishonest, but saying you'll do something and actually doing it.
If you're at the little kid level, it is. When you go potty on the potty, you get a little. What are those little things that Everly's doing right now? The little
Pez.
Are those Pez's?
It's a Pez machine.
The little things. So or
Smarties, one of the two, whichever is at hand.
Okay, we may have Smarties in our house,
and with my grandson,
it was M&M's.
She always says a Smartie for a Smartie.
You know, a Smartie wouldn't have done it for me. A Smartie would have provided no motivation for me to go potty on the potty. But M&M would have. Mm. So
I understand.
But especially a peanut butter M&M.
Oh, there you go.
But for her, it was she found out where they're at and knew she had access, so she went and ate some without
skimmed a little off the top.
Yes. Right. At that point, we're no longer in integrity.
No.
And of course, you know, she got caught and starts crying. And, you know.
Crying because she was sorry or crying because she got caught?
I had one guy one time that that I remember finding out that he wasn't paying his bills. Mm. And he was a Christian leader with us. And so I took a little walk with him. Mm. And I said, does it register with you that not paying your bills And being a Christian leader, ministry leader, is a problem. Mm. He said, well, I pay him when I can. Mm. I'm like, so it doesn't register with you that you borrowed that money in good faith.
And you're not paying it back.
And you're not paying it back, but you can be a ministry leader with us. Mm. And this many years later, based on what I see on CaseNet, it did not register. It didn't register.
That's not good.
It didn't connect. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, all right, you know. So, yeah, okay, so let's go. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity.
Yeah.
The thought process is that when we commit our lives to walk in integrity, it attracts Captain America's shield to you. Mm. The shield comes back to you. You can throw the shield and it comes back, right?
Yeah.
It attracts it. And the opposite is also true. Now, I don't think any person always succeeds at walking integrity. So the issue there is when I fail, I repent as fast as I can. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I repent quickly. I don't let it go very long before I apologize and say, oh, I'm sorry, I blew it. I need to, I need to change, know? So that's what the scripture is offering here. And this is a practical proverb that you need to know, is that if you want to attract God as a shield into your family, into your life, into your health, into your business, into everything, into your sleep, everything you are, you can do that by living a life of integrity. And when you fail, repent quickly to get your integrity back.
Yeah.
And you'll have God as a shield for your life.
Yeah. I think of Genesis 15, the beginning, where to Abram it is, he ties to Melchizedek and he gets the response of, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward.
Right.
And the name Adonai is that's the immediate thought that I think of when I think of shield. And so it's the classic Savior versus Lord type in between that I think a lot of people find themselves in.
You know, and this was Solomon who learned from David, and trust me, David knew what it was to need a shield.
Yeah.
David's enemies all wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
So for David, it was a life and death issue.
David's friends wanted to kill him at
sometimes. he's got enemies in his camp and outside of his camp.
Yeah.
So he knew what it was to need a shield, and he taught Solomon, listen, if you want to track God's shields, walk in integrity.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.